Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dick.
Baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Guess who's back? It is back. Hey, Mick, congrats, you beat Kobe, dude.
Yeah, let's go. I did have the Omicron, I think. I beat it. Let's go. Thank you for Foxy for filling in. I know that he definitely had some probably way more important stuff to do, but he filled in for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Foxy.
And I'm pumped to be back, boys. Let's go. Let's make some money tonight.
And sitting next to you, so I got my Steelers jersey on because they won. Dolphins won.
It's Jersey Monday, dude.
The boys won. Did the
Hell
Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Giants.
No, but the Lions did.
Oh, no.
I mean, you did kill the Patriots, though.
Well, actually.
Hold on, let Bruce try to figure out how to turn on that mic.
I actually can't even
get it. Just press the call.
Got it?
Yep. Connor's mic.
There it is.
Am I on?
Yeah,
sorry. I came in and interrupted this show very early. Thank you for shouting out my Lions. That was very important. But I actually came in here because I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
And on Friday on this show, my mortal lock, my lock of the weekend was Patriots money line.
It was.
I felt so good about it. Saturday morning, I wake up and I see a super boost for Colts money line. I had no idea we were doing this. I didn't know Pat was boosting that. It's probably smart of him to keep me out of this after what I'm about to say. So I actually put it out there. I say, do I have to take this boost? And I'm not sure what I should do because I love riding with the team. I love taking the boost. Yeah. They are so much fun. I decide not to, out of respect to the poll I put out.
Okay.
I just rode with Patriots money line. I couldn't go back on my pick. I was so confident in my pick. Stayed away.
Okay.
Colts win the game. Mm-hmm. Boost hits, right?
Yeah.
Connor tells me today I can never bet on the Patriots again.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Sunday comes around. We got another boost going. Okay. Gumpy picks this one. And I am staring at this juicy boost because it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So I have to do the same thing. I put out the tweet. I say, Gump, can I take this boost or am I banned from this boost? He responds with a Hasbulla video basically saying, if you take this boost, I will beat your ass.
It did seem like that.
No. That's just classic Hasbulla.
That's how I took the video.
And so I responded with the Homer Simpson falling back gif.
No.
I'm out of there.
Yep.
I won't do it. But then the morning kind of trickled on a little bit, and I was putting more bets in. And then I just kept staring at this boost, Gumpy. It was so good. So I have to admit, I have a confession. I took the fucking boost yesterday.
That's not on you. The fucking Bucks stink.
All right, good.
The Bucks stink.
That was so mature of you, Gumpy. Yeah, thank
lucky
you.
It was him.
That was the most pathetic performance I've ever seen. Hindsight, probably should have went Cowboys or Bills instead of Bucks.
Uh-huh.
But no Sean Payton,
no
Taysom at quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was a perfect boost.
The one I was worried most about was the Niners, and they steamrolled.
Yeah.
I love the Niners.
Yeah, they're hot.
I bet the Niners to win the Super Bowl today.
You did?
Ooh. Yeah. Wow.
Their secondary scares me, but
I mean, it's a flyer.
It's a flyer.
I think the way they're going, if they can keep running the ball, it's worth a shot.
Foxy, the way this season's going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you did also take the Cardinals yesterday.
I did. I bet on the Cardinals. I mean, that's just my rule, though. That actually usually hits. If the Lions are up 14 or more, you hammer the other team.
Yeah.
Normally, that's a good bet, but this MCDC Lions team is just different.
Those boys got some fight.
I've never, ever in my life seen a game like I watched yesterday. It was so cool.
They ruined a lot of parlays yesterday.
Yeah, everyone's. Everyone's. Yeah,
a lot of teasers.
Cardinals felt like just a stay away for some reason.
They did.
I don't know. They just...
It was a lot of points.
Every year we just get to this point with the Cardinals. It just feels like, I don't know.
No,
they just can't.
Not only the Super Boost, but I would have hit two other large bets yesterday if the fucking Bucks would have just done their fucking job.
Well, if the Packers fucking would have covered, I would have been 4-0 yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was a damn shame as well.
Bengals was the dog of the Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Colts win and cover. Congrats. Congrats to the Colts fans.
Good job,
congrats,
Colts.
Guys.
Congrats, Bruce.
Good job,
congrats.
Colts.
It's
been a long road.
Well,
Bruce, you still go to every Colts game?
No, no, Omnicron, dude. locking at that.
All right, well, honestly, I came in here just to get that off my chest. It's been bothering me. I thought Gumpy's head was going to explode, but Gumpy's a very mature gambler, so he's not. And so I will end this by saying I will not be taking Pat's boost tonight for the good of everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Fox.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Foxy. Can't believe 2 games tonight we got to bet on. 2 games tomorrow.
These fucking games.
Yeah, we'll get to those.
You know what the best part about this is, Tony?
What is that?
Is the Browns are playing with the exact same team, more or less, they would have played with.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the moving of the...
Yes.
Yeah, they couldn't get the negative.
So when the Packers beat the Browns by however many touchdowns on Christmas Day, I cannot wait to hear the Browns complain that there was too quick of a turnaround after this game.
What's your angle here?
Just telling you inevitably what's going to happen here.
Oh, you think the Browns made them move this game?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know who. You know, I would love it to attack the Browns, but I don't know who.
And then they're going to, whatever happens tonight will happen. And then they're going to go to Green Bay and get smacked in the mouth. And it'll be, it was too quick of a turnaround, yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
We'll get.
When we preview next week's lines, later in this show.
7.5.
And you're taking the...
What's that?
You're going to take the Packers?
I would probably take the Packers up to 20.
Thought that yesterday, too.
Yeah, that was odd. That was very fucking odd.
Thought that yesterday, too. And they were up 14, and then...
They tend to do that, though.
The Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Right.
That seems like a lot of teams tend to do that.
Yeah, no one's really stepping on
it. Who's fucking put feet on throats?
It's hard to win football games in the NFL, Tony.
Colts, good win on Saturday night.
It was a good win.
Steelers, I love beating the fucking Titans, dude.
You don't like the Titans, huh?
No, when Danzeus came on and said, you know, who are the worst fan bases, and he said the Titans, I'd agree with them. They are the fucking saltiest motherfuckers around.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I don't know why.
I guess I mean, I don't know. I
deal with them a lot. Steelers should not have won that game.
Why not?
Titans turned it over 5 times.
People are getting to see the real Ryan Tannehill. Is what
Steelers offense was fucking horrendous.
This is Ryan Tannehill without Derrick Henry.
They gave up 200 on the ground.
Welcome to the party.
Ugh, that one was ugly. Bills win and cover.
Yeah.
Panthers are dead.
Very. There was a moment
full
where
dead.
They showed Gilmore. And his eye.
I saw.
You could tell he was just like, maybe should have fucking stayed in New England.
Full dead.
Yeah.
Lions win and cover, as we talked about. Congrats. Dolphins win, do not cover.
No, that was, I mean, if you're laying 9.5 with the Fins in any game, you are a wild man. Was a very close game. Was not Tua's best game.
No.
But, you know, sometimes guys don't play well coming off a bye. I mean, Waddle's his safety net. We all know that.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah. So, we'll see Monday night. You know, very good Saints defense in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he has a bad game, you say he stinks. Go ahead. But if you are working media and maybe you're on Sunday Night Football NBC, just don't be an asshole every time a guy who's pretty much in his rookie season throws an interception. How about that?
There we go.
Fuck off.
Cowboys win and cover. Bruce, how come your fucking team's still fucking trotting Skycam out there?
I don't know. It would be nice to see really anything else. Hasn't been great.
Came in for a bit. Did he do anything?
He looked a lot better than fucking Skycam.
Yeah, I mean, even if he's throwing pick sixes left and right, it'd still probably be a better watch.
Hey, Brown, this just came in. The Giants are shutting down quarterback Daniel Jones for the rest of the year. Oh, how does that make you feel?
It was always the Carpenter.
I mean, it might be the
Wesley Steinberg had that a month ago.
Gumpy thinks it's his career ending.
I think anything to do with neck, man, is very concerning. Sure.
It's scary, yeah.
Very concerning.
Hopefully not, but it is scary.
Well, you guys draft a quarterback too, right?
What?
You guys could draft a quarterback.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Probably
you don't
want
to see the guy's career over.
No. Especially not fucking most athletic quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah,
Marge fastest action. Quarterback in the NFL.
Texans win. Texans win and cover. The Jags still stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Davey Mills is the future. What can I say?
I mean, people have I mean, Urban Meyer stinks, but that team is bad.
Well, yeah. This changes nothing on how I feel about Urban.
I think he might have been holding that team together.
No, I don't think so.
Two fingers.
I don't know if that was that kickoff return where they had all 11 players miss a tackle.
I don't know why, but I feel like at the end of the, if the Texans maybe win one more, two more, I would borderline call this a successful season for the Texans.
Close. Close.
And I don't think that's a reach.
What was their over under? 3.5, I think?
Is it 4?
Oh.
Where are they at now?
3-11.
Well, they only got 3? Oh, I thought they were at like 5.
No.
Damn it.
No, they've now beaten the Jags twice and the Titans.
Ah, dude, the Jags twice shouldn't count as two fucking wins. That's
bullshit. Well, it does. Bengals win and cover. That seemed like the right side, and it ended up being. It was an ugly game.
Yeah.
But it ended up being. Niners win and cover. They just, dude, Matt Ryan took a fucking beating, dude.
On both sides of the ball, though, man. They're just playing bully ball. Men against boys.
Packers win, don't cover. Unbelievable. Saints win and cover.
Man. That game was so shit.
That one last
night.
I mean,
I would say if I had to stay up, I mean, I would be up anyways watching fucking hockey or something, but
yeah.
That was painful, dude.
I love watching Tom struggle. I really do. That was sloppy though. Like I don't mind low scoring games, but that was sloppy.
See, this is something that gets talked about all the time. It's like Brady Rodgers. It's like Rodgers can kind of will it, whether he has all his weapons or not. And Collinsworth kept saying that. He must have said it 100 times last night. He doesn't have his weapons. It's like, man, they fucking shut him out when he had those guys in the first half. It's not like he was dealing before that.
Correct. They were in his face all night long, no matter what.
I unless something changes, I can't. I'm not going to say it.
Huh.
Because this is how I felt last year with this Bucks team.
Like, you think they're dead?
I don't think they're dead, but I can't see them. I don't see them going into Green Bay and winning.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't even think. Do they beat the Rams right now if they got to go to LA?
Who's that?
The Bucks.
I don't know.
Right?
What Rams team's going to show up?
True.
What Bucks? Like,
yeah, I mean.
That's the NFL right now, it seems like.
Yeah, the.
I mean, here we are fucking how many weeks later the Chiefs are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right back to where we started.
I think I trust the Packers.
Yeah.
And
Kenny Smith was a massive miss yesterday. Massive.
Yeah. And Kenny Clark,
sorry.
And then I think starting to trust the Chiefs again. Maybe. I don't even fucking know about them either.
Yeah.
Whole AFC, good fucking luck, dude.
I mean, if we didn't fucking...
I like the Bengals.
Yeah, so do I. It feels like they got grit.
They do got grit.
If we didn't lose to fucking London, man, we'd be right there.
Tonight, 1 hour from now.
1 hour?
1 hour from now. We got kickoff
shows on out there.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, we got a kickoff show going on right now.
Yeah, they're about to make their picks.
Superboost is Chubb to score one touchdown versus the Raiders.
Hell yeah.
At least one touchdown
versus the Raiders.
Was -110. Now it's +140. I love that boost. Raiders are 20th against the run. Obviously, with Nick Mullins, you would think the Browns are going to try to run the ball quite a bit. Kareem Hunt's not in there, so that helps as well.
Baker Mayfield better than Nick Mullins?
I would. I as much as I don't think Baker's good, I would start him over Nick Mullins.
All right.
Fair play. Do I think he's better than Case Keenum? That's a different story. Nick Mullins.
I like Nick Mullins.
He's good for a starter, too.
Yeah. He gets once a year.
He's got those beady.
If he has to play more than one game,
he's got those beady eyes.
Remember, he had that one Sunday night game? Everyone was comparing him to Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Let's have one of those tonight. Let's see that tonight.
He gets so far under center.
He's got those fucking beady eyes.
Let's see that tonight, pal.
I am fucking fired up for this game now. Let's go, Browns.
I'm going to be on the boost, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
Only at FanDuel Sportsbook. And this is the dumbest bet I'm ever going to take.
Taking the over?
No.
Jeez, I wouldn't even touch that.
Because everyone's out. For some reason, I think I'm still going to take the Browns.
Yeah, let's go, Tony.
Plus the three.
I'm taking the three as well. Nothing says to take that.
Nope. Bruce, you on that?
Yeah, I'm on the Browns. Oh, pretty hard, actually.
Yeah, we did this on Friday, and I sat here. I did this on Friday and sat here and fucking took the Patriots when everything
borderline play of the year. Huh?
Yeah,
yeah, I just love it.
I love it too.
Everything this told me to take the Patriots on Friday, and I said I feel like it's the Colts. For no reason, I feel like it's the Browns.
It's gonna be cold. Raiders have lost 5 of 6. I feel like they're dead, and I think they know they're dead. You're right. It is gonna be cold. The Browns, if they win, are in first place in the division. If they lose, they're in last. There's a lot on this game.
Yeah,
they're gonna be fired up.
Boys are gonna be fired up. Dog
everyone's doubting
be fired
us.
Up.
We got COVID.
Dogs are gonna be barking tonight, boys. Let's go.
Okay. So we're on the Browns.
Yeah, yeah. We're all on the Browns. What could go wrong?
We're on the Bruces.
The Bruces, yeah, fighting Bruces.
In the second game, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Vikings, Bears, 6.5. The total is 46. Ooh, I kind of like this boost too. Dalvin Cook and David Montgomery each to score a touchdown, plus 350. I'm taking both boosts tonight.
All right.
Boost town.
Vikings 3-12 ATS last 15 Monday Nighters.
Turn off the lights.
Bears 5-2 ATS last 7 Mondays. Mm-hmm. Home team in this matchup 25-12 ATS last 37.
Here's the tale of the tape. Yeah. Yards per rush, Minnesota's offense is number 14. The Bears is number 16th against the rush, so we'll call it even there. Yards per pass, Minnesota is 8th. Chicago is 27th. So passing advantage to the Minnesota Vikings. Rushing advantage to the Bears. They're 12th in yards per rush. Minnesota Vikings defense is number 31 versus the rush. And then passing, the Bears are 27th and Minnesota is 25th. So we'll call it even there. So it's basically the Minnesota's advantage in the passing game. Bears have an advantage on the ground. I looked at the weather. It's going to be all right. It's going to be cold, but there's no weather or anything like that. No wind. Nagy's calling plays because Blazer is out with COVID. The Bears do have some COVID issues. Haven't really heard anything on the Vikings. Rapoport said he'd be surprised if he thinks Thielen plays. Vikings had a long more time to prepare because they played last Thursday night against the Steelers.
Yeah. Played well, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, for one half, they played really well. And then they let the Steelers come back, which that's just who the Steelers are at this point. I think I want to take the dog here, too.
Pick your poison, my friend.
I don't love it, but I think I want to take the dog here.
I hate this game.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So I am not going to take a side, but I do have one bet for you.
Okay.
I'm going to take Justin Fields anytime touchdown plus 250.
Okay.
I think that's a very reasonable number on Fields getting loose for one.
When we were looking at potentially David Montgomery rushing yards is 59.5. I think I'm going to take the over there.
Hmm. I mean, the Bears hung with the Packers for a bit. Did everything go their way? Yes. But.
Boys, back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the Bears with the points. Vikings haven't been able to close out teams all year, so I'm just thinking it's going to at least be a one-score game either way.
Okay. Bruce, you want anything here?
Yeah, I mean, makings of a live dog, but, like, I mean, the Bears have their COVID problems, and then both the tackles are at. And the Vikings do get a ton of sacks. So I actually...
Are both the tackles out?
Yeah, I think so. Jason Peters and...
That's good news.
Larry Broom.
It's good news to
for
hear.
For the run and touchdown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, agreed there. But I think I'm on the Vikings. But I probably will be hedging today. So...
Okay.
This would be me in a triangle.
You know what? I'm just going to load up the bets tonight. Oh. Okay? I want the Browns. Nick Chubb anytime rushing touchdown. Give me David Montgomery over 59.5. And then I want Justin Jefferson over 95.5.
Oof.
It's a high total.
It is.
Jesus.
It's a very high total.
Hunter Renfrow.
And the boost of Dalvin Cook. and David Montgomery scored.
Hey, let's go, Tom.
Volume shooter tonight, pal.
Go on, son.
What do you got?
Browns plus +3.
Okay.
Justin Fields anytime toter.
Okay. Boys in the back.
Browns plus +3. Browns money line. Browns plus +3. Same game parlay with Nick Chubb to score. Okay. The boost Nick Chubb to score. And then lean Vikings, but might be hedging a parlay onto the 7.5 with buying a buying a point to the Bears. That's my night. Hope the Monarchs are still covering.
Spoken like a true degenerate. Jeez.
Speaking of, the Monarchs are still covering. It's 14-10. We have 15 seconds left in the second. I have the under 53.5. So we had the opening kickoff return for a touchdown. And then Tulsa scored on the first drive of its game. So it was 14-0 with 2 minutes into the game. There's only been, what is that? There's only been 10 points since then. So the under has come back down to earth.
Jockey's got the bit back in the mouth.
Yeah, it does. They're 3rd-2. Tulsa's 3rd-2 at the 17 with 17 seconds left. So hopefully no touchdown. Hopefully hold a field goal there. Mitt, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I'm also on the good old Dominions, but we're going with the dogs tonight. I like the Brownies with the points and the Bears with the points.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to parlay them, honestly.
Okay.
So let's go a little parlay. Mini parlays action.
Parlay.
Parlay, you say.
Parlay.
Yeah.
NFL. Let's look at some of the lines coming up. Tomorrow we got football teams plus +6.5. Oh, Eagles minus shit. -6.5. I liked the Eagles at the beginning of the week, so I'm going to be on them probably. And then the Seahawks and Rams are at 7. I'm not sure what I'm going to do there.
That feels like a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to see what happens there.
The Rams do own the Seahawks, though.
Yeah.
Of late.
Of late.
Yeah.
Niners are 3.5-point dogs on the road at Tennessee. Favorites. Ooh. That's an interesting
They're favorites, number. Aren't they?
Did I say dogs?
Yeah.
3.5-point favorites on
yeah,
the road.
Yeah, that's a wild line.
Yeah.
But I'm probably, I mean, I'm riding this Niners streak till it's dead.
Browns are 7.5-point dogs on the road at Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know how you feel about that. Colts are 2-point dogs on the road at Arizona.
Wow.
I mean, that Arizona can't stop
like
the run
the
for shit.
Biggest
I
mean, trap true. Of all
Arizona
time.
Cannot stop the run. Which
Darius
is a point.
Leonard puts Kyler in his pocket and takes him home with him.
Oh, fuck. Tulsa kicked the field goal. We're good.
All right.
17-10.
All right. That's fine.
17-10 going to half.
It's only halftime?
Yeah.
That's going to be a fucking
holy
sweat.
Shit.
That is going to be a sweat for all of us, I think. The Bucs are minus -11 at Carolina. A lot of injuries there, so I don't know how to handicap that one. Panthers are dead. Bucs have injuries.
Cold day in hell before I fucking bet the Bucs again. Fuck that and fuck them.
Probably we'll just stay away from that.
Dog shit. Absolute dog shit.
How about we just stay away?
I've never seen such a poor performance in my life.
And we just
oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jared Goff.
Goffy.
Oh, no.
Fucking Lions can't catch a break.
Goffy's on the reserve. Team
is that one of those random tests?
Yeah.
Damn, we'll right?
Stop. I hope he survives. Fuck.
Jesus. Chargers are 9.5-point dogs at Houston. Houston does well against teams that struggle on offense. Chargers are not a team that struggles on offense.
Where is it at?
It's in Houston.
Wait,
you
what?
You say Chargers are dogs?
Yeah, Tony, I think you're...
What's going
you're
on
blacking
today,
out
dude?
Over there?
9.5-point favorites.
CT's kicking in.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I meant.
I'm not in the business of betting against Davis Mills at this point.
Guy can fucking sling the rock, dude.
Yeah, I think I jumped off the Texans bandwagon
yeah,
a little
did.
Too early.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Bit. Oh, Tony, you're the
you
biggest Texans fan.
You insulted Coach Dave a little bit. You insulted Coach Dave a little bit.
When Davey Mills was the quarterback, I was always on him. It was when Tyrod.
No, you've been talking shit about Davey Mills since the draft, Tony.
Don't
oh, yeah. I remember.
Don't
I remember
bring
that.
Up the draft, man.
Yeah, because we know what you said about your draft.
There's a low-hanging fruit about the draft.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Micah Parsons sucks, though.
That's what I thought.
Why'd they take Micah Parsons?
I wanted a corner.
Giants are 10-point dogs in Philly.
Shoot them.
10?
Yeah. They stink. They can't score.
They're terrible.
Ravens are +2.5 at Cincy. Ooh. That's for the fucking division.
Lamar back?
Probably. But is that good or bad?
Is that an upgrade? At this juncture?
Lions. Now, this line I don't think has moved yet. There are 3.5-point dogs at Atlanta.
I mean,
probably stay away from that game, huh?
Probably take the Lions. Just
I mean, is Matt Ryan still, is Matt Ryan in an iron lung?
I mean, that guy, I've never seen him fucking run so much in his life. He was fucking dead. He got crunched.
Oh, they just took the line. They just took the game down.
Dead. Yeah.
Jags are +2.5 at the Jets.
Oh, give me the fucking Jags there. Oh, man. Hell yeah.
We got to stop this. We got to stop this fucking thing, the Jets.
Hell yeah, man.
Jets played good football for a couple quarters yesterday.
Why does it seem like there are so many of these shit bowl games?
Oh, because there's a lot of
shit
teams.
Bowl teams.
Rams are -3 at the Vikings.
Seems light, don't it?
I guess we'll see what their COVID issues are.
Yeah.
Bills are +2.5 against the Pats.
Oh, it's 2.5?
Yeah.
Open as a pick 'em.
Really?
Yeah. You know where I'm going on that.
Yeah, I do know where you're going. Bears are +7 against the Seahawks. Broncos are dogs against the Raiders.
Drew Locke.
I know. I'd still think I'd like to jump on the Broncos.
We'll see. In the Drew Locke business.
Well, I'm not in the Raiders business, I can tell you that. Steelers are 10-point dogs in Kansas City.
Jeez.
Feels like a lot. Feels like a lot.
Does it?
It does.
I mean, the Chiefs haven't been running it that well.
Yeah, seriously. The Steelers' weakness is the run.
Yeah. A lot different team with fucking Joe Hayden in there.
I love Joe Hayden.
That tackle was...
Love Joe
Hayden. He was incredible yesterday.
That is a lot of points. Oh, great. It's Sunday at 4:25. Get fucking...
You teased...
Get Tony again.
You teased the fucking Steelers up to about 17.
Football teams, 10-point dogs in Dallas.
That's intriguing.
I don't know if COVID's built into that line still. That's Sunday night. And then Monday, Dolphins +3 against the Saints.
Still at 3?
Yep.
I tweeted last night after that performance. I thought that thing get to 7.
Oh, people don't bet Monday night until fucking Monday.
I think the Dolphins close at what, 5?
Dogs?
Yeah. No one's betting the Fins, dude.
It's juiced on the -3 for the Saints, -115, which means it's probably going to go to 3.5 here in a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be 5-piece.
So we'll see.
You know, hey, Dolphins in prime time. It's always money line, baby.
Trust me, I know.
It's always money line.
I know. College this weekend, UAB won it covered.
Yeah.
We talked about it. Would BYU have the...
That was a sweat for a little bit.
Motivation. Juice. Huh?
The juice.
Oh, it's you.
Did you see the Raging Cajuns fourth quarter?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that game, actually.
They were down 5 and then hung a 20-0 in the fourth.
After their guy fucking...
To win and cover.
Did you see that hit?
Yeah.
He killed that guy. On a fair catch, he fucking blew him up,
dude.
That was fuck. I thought there was going to be an all-out scrap.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Western Kentucky, one in cover, obviously. It was always the Hilltoppers.
Can't break the record, too, right?
Yeah, Billy Zappi.
Yeah, that guy's a gunslinger.
Yeah, he is.
Jesus.
The story there is crazy because they were in FCS or whatever.
Yeah.
And him and his OC just came up or whatever. It was all the... I told you. I said it was always Western Kentucky, even though I was on App State. UTEP covers, does not win. Fresno wins. Their starting quarterback did play. Fresno's did, which was worrisome, but UTEP kept it in, and they did what they did. Liberty blowout. Oh, dude, Flames was always a mismatch. Malik Willis, Liberty versus Eastern Michigan. Blowout. Yeah. Utah State win and cover against Oregon State.
What a fucking...
The Beavs couldn't do it for you.
Performance from the Beavs. I almost fucking puked watching that.
Yeah, what a fucking...
I mean, we already got a team in Oregon with no fucking pride. now the Beavers don't got any. Get the state of Oregon off.
If you were questioning whether to take Oklahoma or Oregon, I think that game answered that question.
Yeah, give me Oklahoma alternate minus 75.
What's tomorrow's games?
Tomorrow's UTSA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, did you see them at their press conference? Yeah.
Tomorrow is...
And Kent State and Wyoming. Yes. I think I'm on Wyoming and...
Wyoming.
I think I'm on the Wyomings and the meat.
Oh, jeez.
Meat.
Golden Flashes don't lose.
How about fucking Friday night, dude?
Golden Flashes don't lose on Tuesday,
Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois was a fucking instant classic.
What was that?
Coastal Northern Illinois.
Yeah, Northern Illinois should have won. That was a weird ending. Why did he not go under center and spike it?
No idea.
Like, he was first down.
Needed that huge bounce back on Saturday for bowl season. I was starting to get real worried.
You're going to go for an over.
I thought I was going to go 0 for 42. I think we're 5-3.
There you go.
Here we go.
Started 0-3. That was...
Meep, meep.
That'll happen.
Meep, meep tomorrow night.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. What else we got?
There's no footy till Wednesday.
Okay.
I mean, I got fucking yesterday.
Is it TNT Tuesday?
No,
it's Monday.
It's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, there is some NBA, but I mean, COVID is just ravaging the association. But
I'm just gonna stay away then, probably till Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was a fucking starter in a game last night, so that'll just tell you.
People are using their hardship exemptions.
Saw how angry you were that they tweeted about Isaiah Thomas.
I was so fucking mad because they keep fucking tweeting his stats when they lose fucking games. It's bullshit.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, that they lost? Yeah, I mean, they could have fucking won. He's on the fucking court.
Yeah, but he's putting up numbers.
He's on the fucking court, buddy. Yeah, he's not fucking guarding anybody.
He never has. That's not his job. He fucking gets buckets, dude. Guy's been in the league for fucking years.
No one said he was going to be the glove, dude.
No, everybody knows he does not play defense.
Yeah, well, that's just not what the Lakers fucking need right now. They don't need another fucking shitty scorer that's old as hell.
Jeez.
Sorry, they should not have lost against the Bulls.
I will not stand for this Isaiah Thomas slander.
You love Isaiah Thomas for some reason.
The guy's been grinding out of the league, keeping his three-point jumper.
He's a walking bucket
wet
for the Celtics, and they fucking got rid of him.
So, is anyone taking anything tonight, or are we COVID night off?
No, I'm definitely taking stuff in the NBA.
What are you fucking taking, dude?
Let's see. I got the Golden State Warriors minus the 13.5, obviously.
Okay.
What are you...
Just want to let you know real quick why you're doing
Move. It. Yep, Golden State minus the 13. We got the Charlotte Hornets are getting 12.5 at the Utah Jazz. LaMelo Ball is playing, so I'm taking the Hornets here. We got the Memphis Grizzlies minus 9 against Oklahoma City. And then the Houston Rockets are getting 6.5 at Chicago. Chicago just played a long game against the Lakers. Probably should have lost that one. Hoping for a down, a little setback here.
Okay. Nice.
There we go.
All right. For information for tomorrow's bowl games, just so you guys have it. Wyoming's linebacker is pretty good. He's a Butkus Award finalist.
Ooh.
Announced he will play in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Hell yeah.
He said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to the league, but I'm fucking playing in this game. Their defensive line coach is leaving. So, I think we're all right.
With
there.
That news, I will take Kent State +3.
Yeah, the gap integrity.
Golden Flashes 5-1 ATS last 6 Tuesdays. The Cowboys 1-5-1 ATS last 7 is a
Trust
favorite.
Me, the trends are not great for the Cowboys.
I like the Flashes.
Let me see what.
And I like the Roadrunners. Two puppies, please. Pups are barking in the bowl games.
They are very, very much barking. Wyoming's coach is 3-0 ATS in the Bulls. Wyoming runs. Oh, Wyoming. This is why it was. Wyoming runs 11th most in the country. Kent State's rushing defense is 102nd. Those boys aren't going to want to play fucking rushing defense.
Don't need to.
There is one concern for UTSA. Their star running back, Sincere McCormick, has declared for the NFL draft and will not play.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Fucking know that?
Yeah, but other than that, it's just one guy. Okay? I mean, he is a star,
Sincere is fucking weapon.
Yeah, he's a fucking weapon, but the boys were still wearing cowboy hats in the press conference, were they not?
They were.
wasn't.
All right, meep.
Fucking meep, dude.
Don't fucking tell me. I never turned my back.
Nobody turned their fucking back.
I fucking rode nobody this thing to the their end. Back,
okay?
I don't know. I remember nobody. One time.
Fucking Western Kentucky.
Okay.
Etched in
stone. You got anything in the association tonight? And by the association, I mean the hockey league?
Unfortunately, the Columbus-Ottawa has been postponed. Due to the COVID-19.
Jesus.
There's
one game tonight.
Yes, and I will take Dallas Stars money line.
Always.
Thank you very much.
I'll take the Stars money line.
Stars money line, Canucks money line, every game until otherwise told.
Is college basketball still going on? Or
yeah,
is COVID,
we got a couple.
Is COVID done? Been doing that stuff too?
I mean, so what's been happening is other teams have just been stepping up and playing.
Oh, we'll play them.
We ended up with Kentucky UNC.
How was that game?
Kentucky won by about 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people told me not to bet against UNC. There you go. Thank you for coming out.
Okay.
Tonight, I'll take Valpo -7 versus Eastern Michigan. Oral Roberts money line at South Dakota. And last but not least, the St. Thomas Tommies.
Oh,
money line at Nebraska Omaha.
St. Thomas, huh?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are the St. Thomas Tommies?
St. Thomas is a beautiful island in the Bahamas.
Yeah. The St. Thomas Tommies are not to be discounted, my
friends. Now, I don't know if that's this actual school that's playing Nebraska or not.
St. Thomas Moore.
St. Thomas Tommies.
Is that their name?
Say it with me now.
St. Thomas Tommies.
There you go. That's all you need.
How has college basketball been?
12-6 Saturday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got burned.
Fucking Timmy Malam.
What's he saying?
Fucking put $500 on the fucking Raiders.
Oh, he's fading you.
It's fading us.
Why?
Mostly you, though.
Not just the
if
minus
I know
one
Tommy,
and a half.
Like, I think
he fucking alt-spreaded it -2.5.
Wow. Ooh. Crazy. Really living on the edge. What's that fucking get you? +105?
Timmy Malam.
Jeez, man.
This fucking guy.
3.5. You won't. Come on, Tommy.
Oh, you know what? He's probably pissed because he put 500 on the teaser and the fucking Bucks ruined that one. Sorry,
no.
Timmy.
Can't let your Bucks tears spill over into Raiders tears.
The fucking Bucks, dude.
Saints played like Army.
Where's AQ Shipley?
Listen, if you would have told me, if you would have told me beforehand, I'm telling you right, Saints aren't going to be able to score. They're only going to put up 9 points. I'd have said good.
Beautiful. Suck up missing that kick was pretty big.
Feel pretty good about the bet.
You know what I mean?
Did not see the Bucks scoring fucking 0 points coming.
I'm not going to say it.
What are you going to say? You're dead. They're dead. Go ahead, say it. Nope. You've been wanting to say it all show. Just say they're dead.
I'm not saying it. I'm not being on record for that one.
No, go ahead. Say it.
Nope, because I probably said it last year, too.
Okay.
Oh, Tone, right before we get out of your company, how do you feel about Bo Nix going to Oregon?
Oh, yeah, Bo Nix going to Oregon.
Are we back?
He feels like he fits in Oregon.
Yeah, not that accurate, kind of athletic.
What's your problem with
Bo Nix? What's your
problem, dude? You go to fucking Isaiah Thomas, Bo Nix, you just get back from COVID. You're supposed to be happy, dude.
What do you mean I am happy? Fuck, I was asking you what you thought of him.
You know what? I don't.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't care if Oregon plays football next year. I'll tell you that. It'll take a lot. There's a lot of fucking trust that needs to be earned after what they did against
Utah.
Some
serious blowouts.
That's understandable.
And if Ohio State fucking blows out Utah, like I think they will.
They won't.
Then it'll be even more trust. You think Utah is going to hang with fucking Stroud?
I worry about Utah or Ohio State's motivations.
Ryan Day will have the boys. Ryan Day's got
Utah's their- never fucking Utah. This is Utah's never won a fucking Pac-12, and by Pac-12 I mean Rose Bowl game.
Yeah. There's a reason.
But there's some like blinded by the light aspect to that.
I feel like Ohio State has a bit to prove after losing to Michigan.
Turn down there's a turn down the lights aspect.
Yeah.
Like it's our first Rose Bowl and making it winning those two Oregon
fucking
games.
Ryan
Day
standing
much
on the sidelines with that fresh Just for Men beard.
Something I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it is now.
There's lots of footy Wednesday. I can get those out
tomorrow.
Oh. What's this about?
Where's my camera at? But
what's this about?
You're looking right at it. Is that right there?
You're looking right at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, you're looking right at it. Staring at it.
Those who doubt the UFC boost
yeah.
will continue to lose.
Plus 400. Are you fucking kidding me?
We knew it. We broke it down. Remember, Bruce?
Yeah, I did a little research.
Remember when you fucking doubted it?
I didn't doubt it. I just did a little research. You did. No, I
Mitt.
Didn't.
All four of Chicago's starting DBs are out tonight.
That's tough.
Ooh, fuck.
Uh-oh. Bruce. God.
Jesus.
Mitt.
Fuck, yeah. That's a blow. Mitt. I don't know how I feel about my bet now. Fuck.
You can take it away.
No. I've already placed it. I'm already riding it.
Oh, okay. Mitt.
He's riding.
Do you remember when Bruce doubted the UFC boost?
Yeah, I was watching that, and that did upset me.
It was shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the show daily, you know that that is
never lost
the greatest bet of all time. Mm-hmm. It's how we eat.
It's how we eat.
It's how we pay our bills.
Listen, every other bet that we place is just fucking gravy on top. if we don't hit those bets, you know what? It's all right. We just don't have any gravy. Well, we still got fucking food on the table because of the UFC boost.
Fucking eating ganoot.
Oh, fuck off.
Love a good fucking ganoot.
Ganoot. Pesty ganoot.
Oh.
How torn the chat gets about the UFC boost shocked me, actually, on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the chat thinks they're UFC experts. You chiming in
is fucking hammered down. Jesus Christ.
That was rich.
Bears are done.
The A's have hired Mark Kotze as their new manager. Jeez.
That feels like the news we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Kotze was a great player.
Leverkusen. I may officially be dead.
Dead?
Yesterday I lost in the 84th, 88th, 89th, and 90th. Felt pretty good.
Pretty good?
Felt pretty good about those.
Yeah, so the Chargers have Joey Bosa, Corey Linsley. Oh, that's not too bad. Austin Eckler on the COVID list. Oh. It says all four of Chicago's starting DBs are out. One of their starting DBs was Artie Burns, who I can tell you, whoever the guy coming in for Artie is, basically the same thing.
Don't say that.
Jalen Johnson's good, though. Eddie Jackson's pretty good. Tayshaun Gibson's not bad. So.
What's your deal with Artie Burns?
He was a first-round pick for the Steelers.
Oh.
Who turns out to be...
Very good.
Potentially one of the worst corners ever drafted into the NFL.
What's Justin Jefferson for 3 touchdowns?
Oh, I do. Justin Jefferson over 96.
There you go. There you have it.
Hold on. Let's see.
How's it still halftime in Myrtle Beach?
Because fucking Marty and McGee are doing a halftime show.
They're fucking grilling chicken on a stick.
Yeah, that plus 10.5 has been staring me in the face this whole show. I'm about to take it.
I need to get a new... I'm seeing myself in the mirror.
That thing's dead.
This black hat stinks.
Put a you run it over that to thing. Silverado.
Followed your truck on the highway.
This was the first one I bought.
Off his horse, dude.
This was the first one I bought as a gimmick for my Rick Wheeler costume.
Oh, that's not a Stetson?
No.
Oh, it's a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that thing stinks.
Party this city. Is this one.
Where's your
here.
Stetson?
Stetson right here. These two are American Hat Co., which are fucking top of the line. So I'm going to need a black American Hat Co.
What is that? Mickey Mouse, like Target brand?
Jeez. No, that's dude, Stetson. Up you see there. This looks fucking? Great.
If you see this marking on the back,
fuck yeah,
that's how you know it's real. Okay, this one on my head stinks. It's gone. I'm actually gonna order one right now.
Fucking Valencia back from 2-0, just went up 3-2.
All right. Good luck tonight. We got 2 more games tomorrow. We'll break down what happened tonight.
Yeah.
We got Bulls tomorrow. We got Bulls all week. We got Bulls for the rest of eternity.
Bulls.
I mean, we'll dive into fucking line. Today, this week's going to be great. Stick with us, all right?
Hell yeah.
Only a couple days left.
Fucking, we got big shit happening in the new year, too. And
fucking Tony will tweet out all his picks while he's off for Christmas.
Yep, I will.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling the people.
That was there's some hostility in that.
There was, wasn't there?
Yeah, passive aggressive.
We talking about college bowl picks?
Slightly passive aggressive about the holiday.
Whoa.
Tweeted picks always win, dude. We know that.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
Hammer.
God bless.
Don.
Hammer.